How's it going, everybody? It's Evan here with Josh on Life is Funny podcast. Another Thursday morning. Well, Thursday afternoon, technically. 12:04
Thursday. I was going to say, it is afternoon. That counts, right? It's not morning anymore.
No, not even a little bit. I don't know. I feel like now is like a weird time. Like if I get back from like lunch or something and like there's a new person working the front desk, it's, you know, it's like, good morning, you know, because usually that's when you first see people is like in the morning, right? Like that's kind of a default thing. But we've talked about how we, you know, how we greet people in the past before. And
oh, absolutely.
So it's always awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and we're always bubbles of energy who bring joy to people's lives. That's our goal.
That's, you know, self-proclaimed. Yeah. That means it's really real. I know that I actively bring people joy just by being in their presence, you know, whatever I do. So
look at you.
Yeah.
I hope I bring people joy. It has not been confirmed nor denied at this point. So
Josh, I think you bring me a little bit of joy. I think, I was talking with Rachel. She said she liked the last podcast, you know, rarely is there one where she doesn't say she likes it, so that's good, you know, good review.
Good.
But she said, what I said is, oh, you liked it even though it was a Josh-heavy podcast? Kind of like jokingly. But then she said, because I relate to Josh a lot, so it made sense. So, you know, to me, I relate to me, so like that's good. You know, to have good somebody that relates to you more, it was a nice little surprise to hear.
Absolutely, I'm glad to hear that the audience resonated with our last episode. So,
yeah, which I think it'd be interesting to hear, you know, like Lauren's perspective, right? Like because Rachel gets to hear what I talk about, or like she kind of knows what's going on in my life. But like, I wonder if Lauren, if/when she listens, is more not necessarily interested, but like, you know, kind of interested in what I have to say versus like, oh, maybe gotta listen to old Josh again.
I drone on about it a lot. I mean, like, it's not like a personal crisis by any means, but it is like figuring out those pieces and like what is important and things like that, and like I don't know, it's something that takes up probably too much of my brain for sure. So
yeah. Well, that's okay, you know, let it keep taking up your brain. At least, you know, we're thinking about being cognizant of how we present ourselves both on and off the podcast, I guess.
Oh,
which isn't
absolutely
a bad thing. So yeah.
I mean, you want to be presented well. I called somebody a few weeks back. So I was for work, and whenever I call like another team member, I always like try to sound happy. Like I literally smile before I call them, because like I never want to come off as like frustrated or angry. Like even if there's something that I should be frustrated or angry.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But so I always like try to come off bubbly, which like it takes effort. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like it is intentional.
Effort. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like it is not by accident that like I sound that way when I answer the phone or when I call somebody. And this person said like, you always sound so happy. You always sound so peppy. Peppy was the word they used when I answered the phone. And I was like, it was somebody who I felt like I could be like totally honest with. And I literally said like, oh yeah, like that's super intentional. Like I want to sound peppy. Like I want to like leave other team members feeling like happy and like excited about what we're doing and stuff like that. I don't want them to feel like frustrated or like Josh is always a downer or something like that, because I definitely like know people in my life that like when they answer the phone, it's like, man, they're grumpy every day. Like I'm not saying like coworkers, but like there are people who I talk to that like they're grumpy every day. At least that's how I perceive them, and I'm like, I don't want to be that for the people I work with.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I feel like there are, it's funny because I am thought of, you know, that way too sometimes, where it's just like, you know, a little more energetic or, you know, like a fun office personality. So like my boss has pointed out, and he's more of like sort of, you know, even keeled, old school, like, you know, less of a, less outwardly, you know, like excitable maybe is a good way to put it. But it's funny because there are some days where, you know, like something will annoy me or like rub me a wrong way that, you know, a coach has done or something, you know, like we had an opposing coach that was all like super pissy about like the fact that we couldn't let them set up like a video camera in our outdoor setup because we didn't have anywhere to put it. I'm like, it's not my problem. But like, I told him about that, and he's like, you know, it's just, he says it's funny to hear me be sort of like, you know, the grump sometimes because it's, it's not used to it. But anyways.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Actually, you mentioned like sounding well and stuff like that. Apparently these tones in this podcast are really paying off. I'm now the voice of our company. Yep.
I remember you talking about that. I'm glad you brought it up.
If you happen to call the company I work with, I don't know when it starts, but it sure sounds like my voice is going to be what you hear, and that directs you on what buttons to push to reach different people.
Wow, that's impressive. You know, like literally a long lasting impact. You know, things that we talked about last week. It's briefly. When you said speaking of sounding, that could have gone two very, very, very different ways. I don't know. I don't know if you know like what sounding is, or the
I have no idea.
The other
you teach me all these things that I don't know. That usually they're not like my naive brain.
You gotta watch
them.
More YouTube, or like, you know, listen to
the
podcast.
We're not
like,
watching
you know,
the same
just...
YouTube or listening to the same podcast. I can tell you that right now.
It's people that bring up these things. It's like a literal, like the same context, right? Where someone will say, "Oh, like, you know, you haven't heard of, you know, of this," but yeah, sounding. I'd say look it up. Maybe don't look it up. But,
I won't. I don't think I will. I'd rather not, because
so I'm glad that you are sounding good at work, which is, you know, how it should be, but.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
I got to figure out if I can, like, just real quick, last thought about that. If I can, like, do something like that. Like, if we have a, I don't know, like, I have done a broadcast, right, for games. So I guess that's part of it. But, like, I wonder if we could do, like,
an intro
to Kenyan Sport. Like, a, you know, like an intro
and that's
thing.
That's you.
That,
like, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I think I could make that happen, mostly because I am, like, one of two people that would be in charge of like putting that into place. So,
yeah. Well, and I think that would actually be kind of cool, like as you like come on air or like come back from a break. I don't know if like the broadcasts like take a break every now and then, or like if there are commercials or if it's just like between innings or halftime or whatever, like, and welcome back.
Yeah. Like, usually it's the broadcaster themselves that takes care of that. But I feel like when I've watched so far 7 straight days of Yankees baseball, which is so good. I've enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
I'm glad baseball's
back. They playing
well? They're 6-1. They're incredible. They started off the season with a 4-game sweep of the Houston Astros, one of the best teams in baseball over the last few years.
You're making me excited to go watch them play next week, because the Guardians started out 5-2. So
they also played like one of the worst teams in baseball. But no, you're right. You're right. Hey, a win's a win, no matter what. And yeah, the Yankees have been fun to watch. But my point of that is that they've like when they sort of intro like the start of their game has. I think it's like a recording of an older like PA person, or maybe it's just supposed to sound like that, but it's like welcome to the Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network or something like that. And it's,
exactly. Like, I could like be the Guardians voice. Does the same thing when I listen to theirs. So, and then the guy comes on and he's like, "And we're back at the corners of Carnegie and Ontario." And he says it like in a really, all right.
There you
go. Here we go. We're back at it.
I got to work towards, you know, towards that lasting kind of impact. But, you know, I still got some time. This week would not have been the week for it at Kenyon, because we have had so many sports rained out and like rescheduled and canceled and things like that. And the weather's been just really, really rainy and not great so far. And like was supposed to be crazy tornado-y, like tennis ball sized hail, but didn't happen.
Did you guys
miss
that too?
We did like it was supposed to then. it was supposed to hit Columbus like crazy bad and absolutely nothing happened.
That's
like
great.
There was
great.
There were some tornado warnings on like the far like southeast side of like the county that I'm in, but like far enough away like no sirens went off. We did get some like heavy rains, and the river that goes through town is like super, super swollen just with how much rain we've gotten. So like flooding
it's
has
ridiculous.
Been an actual bit of an issue.
The dog park is underwater right now.
Yeah.
Like it's one big puddle. So somebody that I know that's laying behind me on his bed has not been able to go to the dog park
in a couple days.
And
take him for a swim,
it.
You know, just change it up. Swimming is probably good for dogs too. You know, that's right. He likes to swim, right? Or like
he
has
loves
before.
Swimming.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He loves
swimming. I'm sure he'd love it. You just couldn't let him back in the house. You'd have to keep him in the garage or something, like muddy, wet, you know, dog.
Ugh. Gross.
It's what everybody likes. But
Yeah, for sure. Well, sir, anything of note the past week? Or not of note? Like, completely boring things you want to update us on, too. Those are fine.
I want to... one of my thoughts of something that we could talk about on this podcast is my my storm prepping. But that's kind of been the only thing that, like, has gone on this week. Other than...
I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah, so, like, I made... The only other little thing is that I made, like, three or four, like, big, nice... Facebook Marketplace / Goodwill purchases over the last week with Rachel gone. I hit that
Facebook Marketplace
my
hard.
Disposable income. No, this was a good time. So, like, this is a whole nother topic.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, you find good deals. Like,
I do. Yeah.
I just apparently don't, and sometimes I wish I would. It goes back to like there are certain things that I would like spend extra money for or like spend extra time looking for. Mm-hmm. I think. Like, to get the thing that I wanted or that, like, inspired me or whatever we talked about a few weeks back. Like, Facebook Marketplace is an example of that. Like, it takes extra effort to save the money and get the thing you want.
Right. I mean, I literally for 2 days this last week, I drove to two and a half, like, because I met somebody, like, halfway. Like, I drove to Columbus. And this, we talked about a little bit last week.
City bus.
Like,
let's go.
The cost of driving, right? Like,
do we
IRS mileage? And I did do, like, the gas
now
mileage
the gas
math
is up
a little
to $3.79 here. I'd start including it.
It's ridiculous right now. Like, gas has been, like, the last few months, it's been kind of like, okay, you know, it'll go up to, like, $3.30, then back down to, like, $2.99, and, you know, it's ebbs and flows, but now it has been, like, $3.45, like, constant, and now it's up to, like, $3.60-something here. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We saw it on the way. I'll get at some point, I'll loop you in on what we did last weekend. Nothing too exciting, but we did go to Ohio.
Loop me in now. While we're talking about driving to Ohio.
Yeah. So driving to Ohio, we drove to Ohio. Last weekend.
Woo!
Exactly. So I was within like an hour and a half of you at one point.
Yep.
You know. No biggie. And then, but at some point on that trip, kind of near-ish to where you live on whatever that road is, 70, I think, I-70, mm-hmm. there was gas last weekend for $2.99. And then we got back to Indy and on
like
Monday.
Highway stuff, usually, you know, you can find something.
And they're putting in a Buc-ee's. Is what I hear. Have you heard about Buc-ee's?
Somebody told me I was in an airport flying back from Florida, and like Springfield is like from where I'm from initially, So Springfield's like, you know, where my driver's license is at, where my mom lives, but like I haven't.
Until you find your forever home, you mean?
Yeah. But I haven't been there for a while. And like they, since college, they've put in like a Chick-fil-A, like a Raising Cane's, a Starbucks, like things that like for most normal towns are kind of not that exciting, but like these were like big deals and I like haven't really been to any of them, but somebody at an airport in Florida, like I mentioned, or I saw that they were wearing like a D3 school that we play sweatshirt and we were talking and I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Springfield, 'cause it was an Ohio school. And she's like, oh, do you know about the Buc-ee's? And I, in my head, I was like, huh? Like, what do you mean? Like, is that like a, like an Ohio, like the Buckeyes? Like Ohio State Buckeyes? Because my radar, my radar was not on like relatively gas station change that do not exist in Ohio. Like my radar was on Ohio State like sports things. So the Buc-ee's, I was like, is that like the ESPYs, like an award show? I didn't say this, but I was like, no, I don't. Like what, you know, I'm not sure. And she was like, yeah, they're going to put one in. And it's, I was like, oh, like the gas, or I, you know, this is all in my head. I played
Did
it
you
very
know
cool
that it was a gas station? But, like, had you heard of it prior to this conversation?
Yeah, I am very familiar with Buc-ee's, I guess, just, I don't know, very familiar. Rachel's been two or three times and like, it's a big deal, I guess. Right. But like, it's a gas
the biggest
station.
Of deals. So the biggest of deals.
So anyways, yes, I learned in a very weird roundabout way about this Buc-ee's that you're talking about. End of story.
I can't tell you how excited I am to drive through Ohio just because there's going to be a Buc-ee's.
That's like, okay. Good.
Once you go to it the first time, you're going to understand why everybody's so amped
up. Unless they're
about
selling
Buc-ee's.
Me gas for $2.50, I don't really care. Like,
no,
I don't
it's,
go
it's,
into a gas
station.
When
we went there, you'll go in here. Trust me. So first. Just to give you kind of like a heads up on what you might be in for when this Buc-ee's shows up in your kind of neck of the woods.
Uh-huh.
The one we've been to two or three, I think, at this point. I think two. The ones we've been to have had like over 100 pumps.
Wow.
At these gas stations. So you never have to worry about waiting in line ever, mm-hmm. period. Second, their gas, they don't put their gas prices out on a sign. Why, you might ask? Because their gas prices are incredibly cheap. When we went in the one at the one in Texas, it was 50 cents cheaper than the place across the road. I kid you not.
That's a lot. I wonder if they're trying to like monopolize, you know, like become that and then like take over and then jack up. Like,
shoot the price back up. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what they're actually doing is like they're using gas as a loss leader to get people in the door.
Oh, sure. And buy all the merchandise and stuff.
Exactly. Because you'll see people with like Bucky's cups, Bucky's shirts.
I know. It's like a big deal.
Yeah. It's like it's a way of life. And so the cheap gas is just what gets you in the door. So
it's like rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Or the bananas at Trader Joe's get you in the door because they never have gone up in price or something like that. And then you go inside and you'll understand why people walk out with their t-shirts because it feels like you've walked into gas station heaven. Wouldn't be overstating how Bucky's feels.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I got a brisket taco. And it was good brisket.
That sounds pretty good, yeah.
And it was only like $4 or $3, something like that. Like, it was not ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was great. And you can get whatever you want. Like, if you need a hunting blind, I tell you what, they had a hunting blind at this gas station. Do you need a grill? They've got grills.
Okay.
Do you need the cleanest bathrooms where you could probably lick the sink? I wouldn't recommend licking the sink, but you might be able to. They're clean. So
hey, I mean,
I can't wait for you to experience a Bucky's.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I'm sure it's gonna be a tourist destination in little old Springfield, Ohio. That's the other thing. Like, and my last thought about gas station bathrooms, unless you want to continue, or gas stations in general, is like I do not stop on like road trips to use the restroom. Like when I would drive
ever,
to Iowa,
period?
Like
what do you do?
I just, you know, hold it. No, I never have to, like, go that. Like, I never stop. When I go to Iowa, I will, like, stop once. I say when I used to go to Iowa. I have no plans to ever go back to Iowa, for what it's worth.
Your alma mater? Come on, man.
Yeah, that's true. I've got my, you know, I've got my diploma. I could bring it back and get it, you know, reviewed. I have no idea. I'm just talking out of my butt. But, like, maybe I would stop once just to stretch my legs even kind of thing and, like, get out and get some food. But yeah, I'm not a like use the bathroom when I'm getting gas kind of person, or like, yeah, like if I am, like I'll try to go to like a restaurant, like I'll wait till I need to get lunch or something like that. Because bathrooms at gas stations are usually not nice. But I guess if Bucky's,
you got to find the right gas station. So if we're on a road trip, I am less likely to hold it because I don't like feeling uncomfortable. Like, I'd rather just stop.
Well, okay, I say hold it. It's not like I'm like legs crossed, like, you know, bursting at the seam. Like, I just don't need to go. Like, if I needed to go, yes, I would stop. But it's,
I probably drink too much. I think I drink too much liquid, and I forget to cut it back before road trips.
Yeah, that might
be
what it is. Like, I usually don't because I'm, like, you know, driving or something. Like, I'm not taking time to sip on stuff. But
makes sense. If you have to stop, from now on, what I'd target are Love's and Pilot gas stations.
I was just going to say
those are attainable, and they're always clean.
You can get like a shower at those places. Like, they're like those like travel stations are built
exactly
for like long haul truckers and like, you know, things that you can. Yeah, so
they're supposed to be nice because like that the truckers park outside and then go inside, get their showers, like get some food. Like there's usually like an Arby's or a McDonald's or something at them. Showers, like you said, though I've never used the shower. And always very clean bathrooms. And I think it's because, like, those are the types of things that, like, keep truckers coming back there.
Right. Well, that's kind of like their
service. Good facilities.
Like like, they are a travel stop. It's not just a gas station. Like, you know, when I'm going to Speedway, I'm sure 90% of the people are just like me and, like, don't use the bathroom there. They're just there to get gas, and if they need to, you know, it's like, oh.
And the occasional bathroom goer is
good
never
luck.
Again.
Yeah, but, right. So, yeah. Well, hey, welcome Bucky's to my neck of the woods in Ohio-ish. I'll see you when you get here, and I'll maybe go, you know, make a point to stop by.
Yeah, I think you should. You definitely should. It should be like a half-day trip, like, type thing where you're there for like, okay, I'm going to check out everything on the shelves. Like, I bought ChapStick there. I might even still have it. I bet I have it right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I guarantee. Oh yes, right,
like,
here.
Is that look the highlight that. Of your trip
Bucky's
to Ohio?
Chapstick.
Like
what?
you drove all the way to Ohio, and that's all that you've brought up is this Bucky's stuff.
The future gas station. Okay. Anyways, no, that was not the highlight. The Bucky's
it's
doesn't
okay
even exist
if that's
yet.
It, you know, but no, oh, I guess that's true. Yeah. Never mind. Wait. Then
yeah,
what are you talking about?
What?
You have Bucky's stuff from like way back. That's kind of even funnier that you have it. I thought, oh, that makes sense.
No.
Josh just bought the chapstick.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
That's right. It's not even there. Yeah, that's so
no,
funny.
No, I keep this chapstick close by because Bucky's is so near and dear to my heart.
Call that strap stick, because it's stay strapped. Yeah, we'll work out that. We'll edit that one out and put in the good take. All right, cut right here. And hey, Josh, call that strap stick. Yeah, that was a little better. That'll be the take we use.
I am cutting none of that out.
Yeah. we'll leave it to our intern. You know, they'll figure it out for us.
Yeah, maybe if we're lucky. Anyways, we went over for Easter. It was good. Went out to like dinner, did a little bit of bourbon hunting, ended up getting like a couple of decent bottles, you know, pretty happy with how it all worked out. And that's really it. I mean, had a good Italian meal. I mean, nothing really crazy, just kind of chilled
food
in Ohio.
Bourbon? Man, that's a crazy weekend for Josh. What are you talking about?
yeah, it's like a regular Tuesday night. So
yeah. Hey, you can't beat it. I drove past a like in Johnstown, Ohio, like a store that I've driven past, but it was a liquor store, and it was like the state, you know, only state liquor license store in Johnstown. I was like, I wonder if they get any big bourbon drops. And I heard from somebody recently that Rite Aid in Mount Vernon that like you told me to go to that one time.
Yes.
Like, that is like the only place to get like a keg in town. Which is so weird because it's like a CVS basically. Like,
yeah. I gotta start looking at Mount Vernon and sending you on
honestly,
trips
if there's
for me.
Yeah. If there's ever anything within, you know, 30 minutes of me, like I will happily, you know, and it's probably only gonna be like towards Columbus because there's really not a lot like 30 minutes the other way, but
yeah. But what are the limits here? Because like I woke up on Saturday at 6 a.m and was sitting in a lawn chair outside of a liquor store at around 6:30 until 9 a.m
maybe if it's like 2 a.m like I'll stay up, but I'm not getting up or that early. No, it's it all depends, Josh. I am a, you know, a businessman at heart. I'm willing to wheel and deal. If you can make it worth my while to wake up and drive and get there, I'll make it happen, you know?
I mean, we'll figure it out. We might have some options there. We might.
Yeah,
we might
I'll
be
even
talking.
Give you the friends and family discount, you know, a little bit.
Oh, good. That's good. Glad to hear it. Well, yeah, other than that, I mean, not a whole lot. Really just kind of in mental preparation mode for next week, going down to the Masters, like
woo-woo.
Beyond stoked. So.
Yeah. No, that's really fun. I hope the weather's nice because, like I said,
I looked yesterday and it was
spring
like
sports have not been good.
Of rain.
Rachel told me yesterday, too, that it's like 50-50 whether we're going to even get to see the dang eclipse here because of how cloudy it's supposed to be.
Bad weather, huh?
Yeah. So it's like, what the heck? Like, my dad sent me these eclipse glasses. Like, I, you know, everybody's
talking
about it.
You're not in full view, right? Like, are you going to drive north?
No, it's supposed to, like, Mount Vernon is in the path of totality as far as
nice.
So like
I didn't
think
realize it was
it's interesting. Gambier I think is 99.9% which is where Kenyon is, so like
don't
but
be
I
at
think,
work that day.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like
because I'll be able
do.
To tell the difference between 99.9 and 100.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I think the biggest difference though is that in Mount Vernon the totality will last like somewhere like 3 minutes. But in Gambier, it's going to last like 30 seconds. So I think that's like part of it, which is weird.
I'm supposed
like
to be in a meeting
10 minutes
at that
apart.
Time.
Like,
And I'm going to have to be like, excuse me, I need to go use the restroom. Glasses on, exit.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's what everybody's going to do. And also, it's going to be weird, like driving. And we'll this is a next week topic if we get to see it. But like, you know, if I'm driving, leaving work to go, you know, post up at my apartment or wherever.
Yep.
And then, like, I kind of want to drive during the eclipse. Like, that'd be cool, you know? Like,
I wouldn't recommend it from what I hear. Like,
that's what I heard, too. Like, don't drive.
Just don't be on the
roads. Everyone's
going to
look and be crazy.
Exactly. And, yeah. Exactly. So, I would be in a stable location roughly 30 minutes to an hour prior to totality and probably 30 minutes to an hour after totality.
That makes sense. Yep. So, So we'll see what happens. You know, could be the last podcast we record if this, like, you know, the sun explodes or the apocalypse starts or something like
that's
that.
That's not, but none of that is going to happen, to be clear. Yeah. I'll be watching the eclipse from Ohio also. So
yeah, very exciting. If you're close, you know, you could come on down. You could, we could,
not that
we could
close
meet up. But yeah,
I'm not leaving my path of totality seat that I have locked in.
I'm also in the path of totality.
That's what I say. The roads are not going to be, like, probably super calm that day. Because
I imagine
a lot of people will be coming from, like, out of the path of totality into the path, which isn't, like, a super wide swath of land. So,
yeah, you know, we're in the hot spot or cold spot, I guess, when the sun gets covered up. But speaking of apocalyptic things in last podcast, there was a portion of me that did not think that my apartment was going to make it through this last week because of the crazy superstorms that we were supposed to get in Columbus.
Yeah.
So just for some context, there was supposed to be really bad weather on, this was like 2 days ago. Not even this weekend. It was like 2 days ago because Rachel was going to come home, but then, like, didn't come home on Monday because it was raining and, like, didn't want her to, you know, drive in the dark and rain if she didn't have to. But then the very next day was supposed to be, like, literally, like, tornado, like, 15% to 30%
tornadic
chance
conditions,
like, all around central, like, central Ohio. And also, like, tennis ball size hail, crazy heavy rains, like, flash flood, just, like, really, really bad weather is what was
all
supposed to happen. Yeah. So I planned my day around this. That day, I worked through lunch so that I could leave around 4 when it was going to, like, start, because I didn't want to get stuck, like, with my car outside or having to drive through tennis ball size hail, because that just doesn't sound fun on a vehicle.
I just feel like windshields are getting shattered with that size of hail.
So, like, I thought, you know what? I'm either going to, if it comes early, I'm going to drive up and park in Kenyon's parking garage and just camp out there for a while, or I'm gonna drive home early
there
and,
in the morning.
Yeah, right. Well, that's, and I was talking with another coworker who, like, they live in like a duplex. It's like two duplexes that I think are technically combined. So, anyways, there's two sets of two roommates that live in pretty much the same building, all assistant coaches. And, like, I gave her a couple of batteries because she didn't have any for her flashlight. And she was kind of worried about it, like, had a, you know, little extra bag of clothes packed just in case. And also more so if the power went out, because it does around here. That didn't even happen, which is great. I'm happy about it. But, like, nothing happened. It's the cutting to the chase. But anyways, she was prepping a little bit. But I was like, you know, all four of you guys need to, like, draw straws and see who, you know, who has to be the chauffeur while the other three of you leave your cars in the parking garage. So, you know, you don't want to have four cars get beat up by hail if you can help it.
Yeah,
like, why
absolutely not.
Just have one. So, anyways.
Did they leave cars in the parking garage?
Did they? I don't think anyone did, but partially, like, I don't know. I don't know what that conversation was like, but I guess it's good that they didn't, because, like I said, nothing happened. And let me explain to you, like, I don't know how actually worried I was, how much it was I have nothing better to do, so I might as well, or, like, I am actually worried about it, or Rachel's not here, so I might as well, you know, like, that kind of thing.
Rachel's not here, so I might as well worry about this.
Yeah, so the night before, I was watching Yankees baseball. They were playing at 9:40, so it was, like, late. I packed up 90 to 95% of all of the valuables in our apartment and put them in the basement. Because I thought that would be safe, and I didn't want to lose all our stuff if
basement
this mega
floods,
crazy storm
it's
was
all
gonna
gone.
Hit. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm at least gonna keep all my dang stuff. Like, you know how they say, like, during a tornado or a fire, like, so, leave your belongings. Like, don't, you know?
Yeah,
don't go
you're
back
like,
for them.
Not me. I'm prepping ahead.
Yeah.
So wait, like, can we have some examples of what these valuable things were? Like, did the T-Rex behind you make it to the basement?
So that's a great question. The T-Rex did not. However, the parrot did. So the parrot, if you remember, was like a $5 Goodwill purchase that is worth like 100 something. So I did bring the parrot in one of the suitcases because there was a perfect little parrot-sized spot. The T-Rex, though, I moved from
you packed
here
it in suitcases. Did I hear that right? Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know if this is,
sorry for laughing, but, like, the way we prepped for this storm, because we had the same exact storm coming through,
It was not the same exact storm coming through. This was a much bigger storm.
No, it came through here first and was hitting up
there. No, it didn't. It came under. This was worse. It was worse in Ohio.
All right. We'll go with it. I bet you you're right. I bet you you're right. Go on. But we were also supposed to have all the tornadoes and stuff like that and didn't have any of it.
So you did some prepping. What does that entail before I get into my...
Fine, I'll tell you my prepping. We were going to bed. I had done no prepping. We're going to bed that night, and Lauren said, I'm really worried about the storms. And I said, don't worry about them yet. They're not here yet, and they might not even come. Who knows?
Uh-huh. That was it?
And then I went to sleep, and then I woke up in the morning, and it was fine.
Lauren's had been up all night, chewing all her fingernails, you know, just writing out her last will. That's one thing I didn't do. How funny would that have been if I made a will? Next time I'll do that.
And
but
the
anyways,
parent goes to Josh, my favorite podcast co-host.
Well, it was. I got to scratch that out now with the laughter that I got for saving your parrot, you know? Yeah, that's, nope, parrot's going to somebody else now. But anyways, so I packed, I don't necessarily want to get into describing in detail
don't
everything
all
of
your
value
your
that
valuable
I have
things.
In my apartment.
No, I just want a couple examples. Parrot is like the epitome of what I hoped you might say.
Yeah, so the parrot's there. I will say, though, and this was both interesting and kind of, like, I don't know, it was weird, and I kind of want to hear your thoughts about it and maybe even see, like I don't know, you put a similar... like scale to your what you would pack, but let me explain what I mean, since that's a little confusing. Packing 90-95% of all of the valuables in our apartment up meant all of that fit into two suitcases and two backpacks, essentially.
Okay.
Maybe three backpacks. So like that meant like pretty much anything that was expensive electronic, aside from our like, you know, big living room TV. You know, there were some other things that didn't make it, but I like other things that I packed included like my parrot for sure. I packed all of Rachel's art supplies. Like she's been into like art supplies, but also like art creations. Like she's trying to like sell art coming up soon. So has been doing
those
a lot
are
of,
a
like,
good thing to save. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So she's been doing like a lot of printing and like, you know, making cards and like producing like art to sell. So my thought was, A, she's been working so hard on this, like how bad would that suck to lose it? But B, if we need to fund, you know, a new apartment or something, like she's got to start selling those bad boys. So we need something we can make some money off of was my process. So that those made it in there.
Yep.
What else? The parrot. I put too many board games into one of the suitcases just because I had some extra room, like board games and card games. So Unstable Unicorns and the expansion packs, which is a pretty small card game, that made it in there. So that felt good. What else? I did bring down, so I told you that I had a big Facebook Marketplace Goodwill week.
Yes,
I still
you
had
did,
those.
But we didn't get to hear what you got.
Yeah. Well, so like there, I'll save that for a different day because it's a whole different topic that I want to talk about. But they were mostly like toy collectible-ish related items for, you know, little teaser. All of those were still in there, like Goodwill bags or the boxes that I got from Facebook Marketplace. So I did bring all of those downstairs because I was like, you know, I just got these, like they're worth something. They have some, you know, some value to them. I might as well. Also,
absolutely,
I just got them, so that would suck to immediately lose them. So those made it down. Obviously, things like, you know, laptops, you know, other electronics. I asked Rachel if we had like any like irreplaceable like documents or things like that. So, you know, like the title to my car, you know, things like that, passport stuff.
What else did to I your car. Anything? Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
To pack things up, like to avoid the electronics just loosely being thrown around and broken in my suitcase, because that would be kind of, you know, that would undo the whole point of packing them up and keeping them safe if I broke them during transit. So to pack them up, I put like all of my most expensive like jackets and things like that. And I packed up my like my Yankees jersey, my Packers jersey, like, you know, my most expensive clothes, if you will, so that they could be padded and also like keep those clothes safe. So that was part of it. Yeah. It was a whole
process.
You're
preparing for like, what if the house was burning down? What things would you grab?
Well, right. That was the exact same thing. I was like, if we had no more apartment, like, what would, you know, what would I want out of my apartment? And 95% of that came, you know, with me to the basement, and everything else. Like, I took pictures of most of our things. Like, I didn't pack any, like, kitchen appliances, you know, like our,
yeah,
I don't know, like our egg maker or a crock pot. Cause it's like, first of good. All, we don't use that very often. So I'm not, you know, not too worried about the egg maker. We use a lot, but anyways, not anything that is like irreplaceable or super valuable. Like, so, and it, they're like the size to value ratio is like not taken, like not worth it. So like those type of things I left, but I took pictures of, just in case, because I don't know how insurance works. So that's the other question of this.
That was my question talk. That I was going to get to eventually with you.
Because,
so.
Well, so Rachel and I briefly talked about this last night when I told her about my, what I was up to during the superstorm. And like, we got to assume that we have insurance, right? Renter's insurance, because it's required.
You have
in
renter's
the
insurance, right?
Yeah. So we do. The people that live downstairs in what is technically the same house, I guess technically different apartments, but they have renter's insurance because they must. Yep. But also, you got to imagine that the landlords who own the whole house have insurance. So that's like three different insurances on this one little house.
Well,
so like
your renter's insurance protects up to a certain value, depending how you did it. And I only know this because we just recently redid our renter's insurance.
Sure, sure.
It protects up to a certain value, depending on whatever value you select of your items within that house. And I think it also protects, like, in the event that, like, you made an error that caused damage to the facility.
Right, yeah. And, like, because I know part of that is, like, liability stuff, too. Like, if we did something that, like, I don't know, somebody slipped down the stairs and fell because we had, you know, ice on the stairs or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I would assume that that's part of it, but.
I would assume so, yeah. But, so, that was going to be my question to you, because you're talking about grabbing all these things and, like, I want to know, like, I understand why. Like, it makes sense. I have also probably spent, like, at one point too much time thinking about this and, like, trying to understand, like, what things I would actually grab.
Mm-hmm.
There are, like, three or four things I would grab. And it's going to be things that are irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Anything so that is replaceable, I'm leaving behind. I don't care.
Interesting. That was a big part of, like, my initial thought. But that included things like, you know, my laptop, right, in one sense is completely replaceable. But like,
but the
things on the hard
on
drive, like that, correct. You know, or like the memory, and same with like, I don't, to a much lesser degree, like my video game consoles, right? Like those have, you know, a certain monetary value, but like the save data on them, like that is something, you know. So again, much less degree with that, and similar to like Rachel's art stuff, and I don't know, to answer your question a little bit, I prioritized like stuff like that, and then obviously I filled in the gaps with some random stuff, right? Like, for sure,
I feel like, but you were just looking for something to do on Tuesday night.
You're like, no, I'm a passive case. It's kind of a bummer because, like I said, the Yankees were playing and they were winning, and I was like, you know, kind of wanted to watch that. But then the other annoying thing is the next day after nothing happened, like I had packed up our Roku, so I had to like go get it, and like I had to go get like little pieces that I wanted to keep me occupied, because I was like, well, okay, like I almost want it to hit at this point because now all my cool stuff's packed up. I can't even play. I can't do anything right now. I'm just sitting in my apartment waiting for, you know, the Armageddon to happen. So that was part of it. But like,
I'm grabbing my laptop. I'm grabbing my like my external hard drive. And then there's going to be like a couple pieces of like art or something on the wall. Like, I obviously have my phone. That'll be in my pocket. But like, there's a couple things that are like on the wall that, like Lauren's bouquet from our wedding. That's the flowers were dried and they're in a frame on the wall. So grab that. Or like a painting that we got from the painter in Italy. Like, I'd want to grab that potentially. Like, but at the same time, like if something happened to that, like, would it suck? Yeah. But oh darn, now I got to go back to Italy and grab another one from him. So we'll be all right. Like,
now you
like
have
there
to
are
go
legitimately
no,
less.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, does insurance cover the cost to go get the thing back? I don't know how that works.
See, that would be interesting. I'm sure it doesn't. Yeah,
okay. I actually need flights to Italy for two people to go get this back.
Right. And lodging vacation, for 1 week. Accommodations. Yeah, right. For a week. Exactly. It was really the experience of going to get it that is what we lost.
Exactly. So I think there are legitimately less than five things that I would grab.
And see, that's what's interesting, because this is, like, the weather has been kind of wild here recently. Like, in the last, I don't know, 8 weeks, maybe less, like, we've had, like, two different tornado warnings, and then plus this one, which was, like, supposed to be bad. And Rachel and I, like, one morning, sirens went off, and we went down to the basement with me, Rachel, and Zoe. And, like, that was a situation where it's, like, sirens are going off.
Did you put Zoe in a suitcase, or was she with Rachel?
Zoe was in a suitcase. No, Zoe was in her crate, like, that she goes into at night. So, like, that was easy enough to grab, and we just kept her in that because, you know, she would have been running around freaking out. So, like, that was a, you know, the quote-unquote things that were grabbed or that walked down themselves were me, Rachel, and Zoe. And I might have brought my laptop just so we could watch, like, the news or something. And, you know, probably selfishly I said, no, we'll bring my laptop, not yours right now. I didn't say that. But
mine's in great condition.
Yeah. Mine's slightly newer, and, you know, it's mine. So that's the cutoff, final decision. But anyways, like, I think if I didn't have so much time to worry about it, and if Rachel and Zoe, like, had been here, like, maybe I wouldn't have packed up stuff. Like, part of it was, I am just sitting here alone. This horrible weather is, like, supposed to hit.
Imminent.
It's supposed to be really bad. And, like, I might as well, like, worse, I don't know, not worst case, but if it's, like, I was never worried about, like, this was not something getting in the way of my safety, right? Yeah. Like, this wasn't me, like, you know, while the fire is raging in the other room, like, running back in to grab stuff and save it. This is like,
I assume it looks different if it's that scenario.
Right. Like, if I'm going to walk downstairs and, you know, be fine in the basement and this tornado is going to take out my whole apartment, like, I might as well have packed up some stuff that, like, is going to make it through. Cause, you know, like I said, I want that stuff. It's valuable. I don't know, like, how much is getting covered, and, like, some of it, you know, relatively irreplaceable and things like that. So
those expansion packs, they don't even make them anymore.
Those are, you know, great filler, would have keep me occupied. I have gotten hours and hours of fun out of those, Josh. You know what, the memories made along the way, irreplaceable. But that's the other thing, right? Like, I did bring, again, things that were like this parrot, which is a Goodwill purchase for, you know, $3, $5, whatever it was. But it is worth more than that. So, like, I sort of prioritize some of those things because, like, I don't know, like, that's interesting to me. Like, I want the, like, the unrealized value, you know, the potential value.
Would it be better? Like, I guess I don't know the answer to this. I think that you would get the value of what the parrot was worth, not what you paid.
Right. And that, so wouldn't it have been better to have the parrot
destroyed? Yeah. Wouldn't it have been better just have the parrot destroyed so then you got the money out of it?
That's probably too true. So should I go break it right after we get done recording and then?
No. It has to be broken by, like, a tornado or something like that. Okay. So,
you could
just send a quick tornado through the premises.
Yeah. That'd be great. Maybe. Just like insurance fraud, but not, you know, like literal. I want insurance to do what it's supposed to do for me. You were right. If I could get the full value, but I also, like, I don't know, like, how that works. Right. Like, there were pictures or things I was taking pictures of where it's like, how do I prove that this was in, like, let's say the whole apartment burns up. Like, how do I prove and say I had $50,000 in cash in my apartment or a piece of paper that was worth $10,000, right? Like, you know, maybe a Babe Ruth unregistered item that is worth a lot or multiple.
And how do you remember all the stuff that's in there?
Yeah.
Like, should we keep running lists of, like, all of our things that are valued over, like, $500 or something like that?
My list would be very short if that's the cutoff. You know, I need, like, you know, the $100 or more.
Yeah. But what's the cutoff? That, like, I guess that would be the question, because, like, I fear. Okay, here's an example. My parents had a shed burned down when I was a kid, and, like, insurance covered it, like, the stuff that was in there. However, you had to remember what stuff was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like we were like had a good inventory sheet of the shed that was in the backyard.
Yeah, like lawnmower, probably a the old Christmas tree. I don't know.
Yeah, like about 4 shovels and where's Cam?
We haven't seen him in a while. Was he in the shed? Yeah,
exactly. Did anybody put that a couple $100,000 out there like we told him to? Oh yeah,
buried in the basement. That's where we kept our stores of gold. Yeah, just in the shed.
Yeah, exactly. It melted down and went into the earth, so we'll never find it.
But
it was hard, like if I remember correctly, like it was hard to remember everything that was in there. So like that would be more the issue rather than like getting them to replace it, because I would have to think that like I choose to believe people in the world are good. Most people are going to like err on the side of like, I'm not going to make something up and add extra things. So in the end, the insurance company actually gets the better end of it, because there's no chance that people remember everything that's
every
in there.
Every single thing. Yeah. And that was my thought too. It's like there's a lot of stuff that like quantity wise I have that's worth it. Like
you probably got at least 10 forks. Forks aren't cheap.
Yeah. Forks. Well, okay. A real one that is probably going to make you laugh, 35 pairs of shoes or whatever, shoes and boots. Like, that's worth
it.
Some...
I thought it was way more than 35 now.
Yeah, no, some got lost to the fire. It's okay. No, so that's one where it's like, okay, like, yeah, I may have, let's say I have $200 pairs of boots and then, you know, $20 pairs of shoes, or you know, maybe they're worth more than that. I don't know, shoes are hard to value, but like based on what I paid for them, but anyways, it's like, how, you know, like would I even get reimbursed like the cost of rebuilding a full wardrobe, and like what does that look like, because that means different things for different people, right? Like for an insurance company, that mean, you know, just get a couple, you know, couple pairs of shorts and a t-shirt so that you can go outside, maybe some underwear, and that's all we'll do. But I have more than a couple pairs of shirts and some underwear.
Yeah. I've just got one pair of underwear, so it'd be easy to remember.
Yeah.
And I wear that one.
There you go.
Your clothes comment was making me think like work clothes, or like my suit that I have that was from Lauren and I's wedding.
I call it our wedding. I have a suit from our wedding too. So that's
exactly. But like that suit, it cost X number of dollars, which it wasn't a cheap suit.
So that's a nice suit, you know, like you'd want to get that back.
But then they ran out of the fabric, or couldn't get the fabric in that it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So they ended up giving me a suit that was like much, much more expensive. Like the suit that I have in there is like, if I had paid for that suit that's in there, it would have been like a $5,000 suit. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Like,
so what I'm hearing is you have a $5,000 suit, but
I do.
Your receipt, you know, from your wedding, like it shows,
but
it shows much less. Yeah.
But to replace that exact suit, it would be like $5,000.
Yeah.
Which that
would go right in the
suitcase.
I struggle
when I wear those pants, to be clear. But like, because I'm like
trying not to
spill something
extra weird. Yeah. You don't want to pop a button. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, how would that? I assume that insurance would replace the suit, not like what I paid for the suit.
Right. That's,
I feel
my
like I'm
going to
call
well.
My insurance broker and be like, "Hello, I have some questions." No, I'm not thinking about insurance fraud. We just had a podcast where we were discussing.
I feel like that's the thing that you got to like. It's a very fine line. Is you know, you don't want to ask too many questions. Be like, you know, if I were to just. If these things were to, something were to happen to them, like what would we be looking at? You know,
well,
like
I did ask about like my camera gear, because I was curious. You know? So like I wouldn't take my camera gear like in my five things, because it's all replaceable. And because I asked like, what if like Lauren and I were on a trip and they like, and I had all my stuff in a backpack and somebody snatched my backpack, like, is it covered? And I have to have like, because of how much my camera gear costs, which like $200 probably, just for all those listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in that ballpark. But because of my camera gear that I've accumulated over the years, I have to have like a special rider on it. Like,
oh, interesting. Okay.
It's not expensive. It's like $5. And it's not like, I don't have like what some of the people have where it's like $100,000 or like $10,000 to $15,000 or $20,000. But it's enough where it would be like,
it was above the line of where they said, like, you need to add, like, this extra thing to make sure it's taken care of, like, if somebody were to steal it during traveling.
Interesting. Yeah, because I, like, I don't know. I guess that's a whole nother thing, too. Like, I wonder if you were, like, we have photographers that come shoot at Kenyon that have, you know, like, $10,000, $20,000 lenses sometimes. And it's
no doubt about it. If they've got those big, like massive white lenses that are Canon, like, those are $10,000lenses all day.
Right. So it's like they have those. But I wonder if there's anything. I'm sure they have insurance because they are for their job. Maybe, you know, right? Like, well,
they definitely do. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. They have two types of insurance on those, actually, unless the same insurance policy covers it. They have the insurance policy where it's like if somebody steals it, it's covered.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those people are also going to put, like, an insurance policy of, like, if it were to get broken somehow, like, that it'll get covered too. And that one is more because, like, most people, and, like, I would say this is pretty true for most photographers, like, replacing a $10,000 lens is not, like, an easy ask. Like, most people just don't have that money sitting there that they could replace it. So they're going to have to insure it no differently than, like, you would insure a car.
Yeah.
Like, the Subaru is probably not worth $10,000 now, but that guy's lenses. I can't imagine not insuring the Subaru, you know?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's legally I have to, but...
Yeah, legally you do have to. But that's... Yeah, it's all very interesting because my parting thought, if you will, that since we're talking about stealing things, because I don't know if my insurance covers theft. I would assume that's what insurance... I assume insurance covers everything.
I don't know.
My assumptions might be very
wrong. I asked. Like, but... on the things you're worried about, I would definitely ask because, like, I genuinely have always been concerned that, like, Lauren and I would be traveling somewhere and that, like, I would have either my backpack on, which would, and then somebody would, like, take it off my shoulder and run away, or, like, I would set it down to, like, take a picture and somebody would grab it and, like, run away. Like, those are my big fears of, like, camera.
You know what I was worried about? I was worried that after I spent an hour or two, which, quick aside, kind of, it didn't feel great that that's how long it took to pack up all my valuables was an hour or two. But my thought was, man, wouldn't it be funny if somebody broke into our basement today and I had everything just nicely packed up for them? Or, like, if by unplugging, you know, like, an Xbox or something, like, to get it, like, I had sparked a fire or, like, again, you know, broke something in transit. Like of all the days to pack, here, robbers, let me pack up everything of value, including the things that you probably wouldn't have even known about had you just done a normal sweep. You know, the things that were in a drawer or, you know, just sort of sitting in a weird room. Like, let me pack all that up, zip it all up, nice little easily maneuverable package. You could fit it in a sedan, you know, if you wanted to. Let me just pack all that up and set it out on the floor for, you know, just
not,
easy
pickings. Not only could they fit it in a sedan, they could just grab it and wheel it down the sidewalk.
Well, okay, that would look like a little suspicious, but you are right. You could have two people, one with a suit, like, each with a suitcase and a backpack. I mean, actually, you could, had I gone crazy, I probably could have done backpack on the front, backpack on my back, suitcase in each hand, wheeling down, like, I couldn't do that down two flights of stairs. But I probably could walk down the block with everything of value in my apartment. And that's how crazy this seems. Like, it was wild to me. Like, what an interesting...
Do you feel like you should have more valuable stuff? Like, is that what's crazy to you?
Right.
Or is
that's
it, like,
what
way
I don't
more
know,
than
right?
you thought?
Yeah, that's... No, I think it was... The fact that it fit so so nicely was so interesting to me. Because, you know, like... Again, there were some big, like, a, you know, sizable things, like TV... other appliances, but it's like, yeah, like everything that I deemed of, you know, enough value to fit in.
Yeah.
And obviously some stuff that probably should not have made the cut, like we've talked about. it was interesting that it all fit.
Those are my favorite
nice
things.
Package.
I think it's also worth noting there are plenty of things that made the cut that you didn't say on the podcast. Like, it wasn't like the big ticket items were the parrot and
and my deck of cards, you know. There's just things I really can't live without. But no, another like thing that I did, because I had some extra room in my backpack, I did put some like Yu-Gi-Oh cards that I had gotten at Goodwill at the same time I got the parrot. And I'm going to sell at some point. Like, I was like, you know what? I've got some room. I had, this is kind of dumb. I have one, this is the last thing I'll say because I know we're running out of time. I had three pennies. Oh, I have one more thing after this that I didn't tell Rachel I need to. I had three pennies on my bedside table. One of them was a wheat penny. I don't know that those are worth anything, but I like I have saved them because my dad growing up was always like, save your wheat pennies. So I put that in my bag full of like Amazon gift cards, which I made sure to grab because that's something of value. The other thing that I put in, and this will this is a fantastic callback. I put in the roll of stamps that I bought for that one day for $66 because I thought I saw those and I was like, you know what? I paid for these. I am not losing them. Of all the things I'm taking with me, it is this roll of stamps. So, yeah.
That and if there's one thing insurance isn't going to believe, it's that a man of your age spent that much on stamps.
Talk about fraud. If I said, yeah, I had a roll of $66 worth of stamps, you know, it's like, yeah, right. Yeah, so that came with.
But, do you mail a lot of things, sir?
Nope, but I can if I want to.
Hey, those might come in handy with Rachel's business that you were talking about.
Exactly.
If she starts selling some stuff on like an online store or something like that and has to
you
ship it
know.
Out,
yep.
Boom. You just stamp those puppies up and you're good
they
to
rock.
They
were an investment for sure. But
I don't think they qualify, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Alrighty, sir. Anything else you want to hit the folks with before we wrap this puppy up?
Well, I would say that my sticking it to the man is to either pack up all your valuables or do Facebook Marketplace and make some money. Or there are some good food deals. You know, just do the usual, but stick it to the man for sure, nonetheless. Yeah. Don't get hit by a tornado. I'm going to let you come up with a quick fact of the week while I pop 5 feet away and grab our puns. And if I can come up with a fact of the week.
Oh, wow. A fact of the week. That, I mean, really put me on the spot there. I was trying to think. I actually had one, and then I could not remember it for the life of me today. Oh,
that's
kind of disappointing,
man,
that's
a bummer.
Actually.
Yeah, I'll just have to go to...
I'll have one that I thought of today where I was like, okay, that would be a great fact of the week. But
I wish we had it had like weather-related... Oh, here's one that's almost weather-related. Did you know that gas in your car, like fuel, is different in the winter, and it makes your car start weird sometimes if you, like, mix the fuel? Like, the gas that you pump into your car
during
winter time. Yeah, they put
winter gas in it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a different mix.
Yeah, it's because it's, like, so cold out, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, so I had that where, like, I got an oil change, like, right around my birthday. So this was, like, January, and it was, like, I had just gotten a new tank of gas, and the car started really funny because it was, like, you know, the old gas was mixing with the new gas, which was two different kinds of gas. And, yeah, I had no idea. So there's a fact of the week for you.
There we go.
Puns of the week were – there were some okay Easter ones, so I'll go with those. One was Happy Easter to all my peeps. There's a picture of a bunch of peeps.
That's actually,
that makes
that's
sense.
Like actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And then the other was, nothing makes me happier than you. And it was a picture of a little Easter bunny. So,
aww, hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
And then we had some stinkers like, guess the picture, Josh, and then we'll leave it at this. Okay. The pun, if you could even call it that, the words on this paper say, let's mate for life.
I'm guessing it's pirates.
Oh, that would be really good. That would be funny. No, it's two penguins, because I guess penguins maybe mate for life. I have no idea. But
sure.
You have to know that for that to make any sense. So I didn't think that was a great pun.
I feel like it would be like two pirates who were married would actually make that funny to me.
Oh, Josh, that's funny. Next year, you and I, we can work on something, but that's good.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Alrighty, folks. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. This has been the Life is Funny podcast, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Later.